to be my man, my.
Jam.
I'm Jenny.
I'm Tracy.
And this is season two, ep three.
Ep three, guys. Episode Trace.
Just
Twa.
Like Tracy.
That's right. This is just episode Tracy.
Today we're going to talk about Tracy. Just kidding.
No, we don't want that.
No, it'd be good. That'd be interesting.
Anyways.
Anyways.
That song is just like a little teaser of what you're going to hear later, but we'll get back to that in a bit.
In a little bit.
Folks, here's a recurring segment that we like to call. I forgot what we called it. How do you feel today?
Yeah, that's right.
One word answer of how Jenny feels today. First, tell us how big your bebé is in your person, and then tell us the one word you feel this week.
Currently, the bebé is a pomegranate size.
Pomegranate. That's huge.
Yeah, it's huge.
Huge.
And to go along with the huge pomegranate baby, my word, I thought a lot about it today, and I've decided to choose visible because...
Because you're showing.
Yeah, because I'm finally showing, but I'm like, if I wear the right or the wrong, depending on what you're going for, it can just look like I'm fat or bloated, but if I'm wearing like a tighter thing, it's more... obvious that I'm pregnant,
right?
So I'm just feeling very visible. Like I feel like I'm a cat trying to catch a virtual mouse. Anyways, jokes on jokes. Oh, that's your foot. That's
sorry,
was an animal. No,
sorry.
It's fine.
We're very close to that. Just a little behind the scenes action. I feel like I set this up too close to each other.
I'm just gonna have to take a snapshot. Why we're so close to each other.
Maybe post it later.
Yeah, I'll save it. Can you save a Snapchat?
Yep,
folks.
Is this awkward?
No, it's just our legs.
Where's
like,
your foot,
touching,
guys? I really hope everybody's enjoying this.
So I feel very visible. And I feel like...
Do you also feel like you're being seen as a person?
Sorry. Yes. I just feel like I feel like I'm being constantly judged, which is probably just myself, but...
I'm judging you.
Yeah. But yeah, so visible is my word.
Okay, great.
Of the pregnancy. Yeah.
Great. Can't wait to hear the next update.
This fucking guy over here.
We have animals in this establishment. Okay, so we kind of talked about this in the first two episodes, but we're gonna continue a little with our little political rants because that's just the world we live in, people.
This is where we are.
This is where we are in life.
This is what's happening.
This is what's happening. And we kind of touched upon it last time, but of like staying woke.
Mm-hmm.
And to continue on that, we're gonna talk about how political education and how you can stay educated when there's a lot of shit going on.
It was funny. I was listening to episode one when it came out of our own podcast.
Yeah, sure.
Meta. And I was also listening to NPR, and it was like talking about Sean Spicer and the whole Holocaust centers.
Okay, I was just listening. This segues great into what I was gonna mention is I am listening to an older episode of Pod Save America, I'll get to later. But they're literally. On my way here, they were ranting about the Holocaust Center.
Yes, because it's just outrageous.
That was the thing that got me the most out of that entire thing is that the fact that he said Holocaust Center.
Well, it's like the Walmart. Like they went up to the Walmart.
Yeah.
That and when he was like, he was like, oh, well, the Syrians are innocent.
Right. Yeah.
Folks.
Hello. Hello.
That's not.
Just, he also kept saying Ashad for some reason.
Yeah,
I think it was because he was like getting nervous.
God bless. He cannot say his name.
Yeah. God bless is the correct.
Like, he literally cannot say that man's name. Assad. It's not hard. It's not even a hard one. It's not even like.
It's literally ASSAD.
Yeah. I mean, there's like harder ones out there. Like, I can't even think of one.
All
right
I'm
now.
Thinking of like is Murabak, but that's not even that difficult.
Like, where was the town where we killed Osama bin Laden? Like Abbottabad.
That's
not how you say it, I don't think.
Abbottabad's a fun word.
But
anyways,
like,
the point is.
That's not the point.
Ashad, Holocaust Center.
It's just, and I was like, we were talking about how we couldn't even anticipate how bad it was going to get. And I was like, well, we were right.
Yeah.
Because this is outrageous. Anyways, so now that we're talking about.
Yeah. You were listening to NPR.
I was listening to NPR, which is where I normally, I have a philosophy that you can't care about everything. So you have to kind of focus. So I listen to NPR to get like the wide view. And then you can dial it down if you want to get specific.
Sure. I haven't listened to it yet, but NPR started a new podcast called Up First. Have you seen this?
No.
It's like a 12-minute podcast that they release every day at like 5 o'clock in the morning. And it's like, these are the things that you should be paying attention to today.
It's the New York Times has one like that. That's like daily brief, your daily briefing. That's like you. It's obviously an article, but same idea.
Yeah.
But I probably would like the podcast better because I'm usually in the car.
Yeah.
So
you can download it every day.
Yes. So I recommend NPR for like basic shit. And then I know we want to talk about podcasts. So Tracy, what are you listening to in the podcast world?
So I just mentioned it, Pod Save America, which is. I'm trying not to talk about it because I might talk about it later.
You might talk about it.
But anyways, it's a political podcast.
Yes. Do you listen to Pod Save the World? Have you?
I don't. But so this Pod Save America is by these guys who founded a media company called Crooked Media as like a little nod to the crooked Hillary, et cetera. In case you couldn't tell, they're liberal, progressive, and they have Pod Save America, which is like their flagship program. And then they have Pod Save the World, which is more of like world and foreign issues. And then they have one called Meet My Friend. Oh, God, shit. Sorry.
The other one.
Yep, there's another one.
And then
there's a new one by America's sweetheart, John Lovett, who has a program called Love It or Leave It, which he actually records at like IO West or the Improv.
Oh, really?
Here in LA. We could go for like $15 on a Friday night. And they have like usually like one political guest and then like two comedians.
Oh, I love that.
And it's fun. It's like a live show. And then DeRay McKesson, who is one of the like more prominent Black Lives Matter activists, just signed to get his own podcast called A Word with DeRay. So they're adding to their
repertoire. Maybe they could sign us.
Listen.
Do you need a politically active, savvy group of girls who also know about pop culture and food?
Yeah.
We're
available.
Looking.
Yeah. We aren't signed to a network.
We
reached out to HeadGum. No dice.
Yeah.
The Comedy Bang Bang people didn't give a shit.
Haven't wrote us back. Yeah.
Anyways, podcast. How about you?
So I have been listening on and off to Pod Save the World because I think like based on like specific topics. I also recommend, this is a weird one, but I think if you want a deeper dive into stuff, I would recommend Serial, only because it's about like also about like the political system, or
you're talking like
criminal justice system.
Both seasons?
Yeah, I think so, because the second one's all about the military and it shed a lot of light to me on something I didn't really know a lot about. Which is like, you know, obviously one viewpoint of the military, but I think it's important for people to like I really don't care about my military. That's terrible. I care about my military, but I don't care about like the history of the military in that way. And I think it opened my eyes to like how the other half lives, so to speak.
Well, to be honest, I didn't finish it.
I mean, I get it. I understand that it's like not, it wasn't as titillating. Is that the right word?
Folks, it is a word.
My words are not always with me.
It's definitely a word.
As the first season, but. Yeah, I just think it's interesting, like, to talk about criminal justice. Speaking about criminal justice.
Yes, love these segues.
I'm just on fire with segues today. We also recommend watching 13th, which is also about the criminal justice
documentary.
System. It's a documentary by Ava DuVernay.
Love that bitch.
Who also did, don't tell me, Selma.
Yes, correct.
And she was the director of Selma, and she's amazing.
I love her so much.
It was so good.
She's liked two of my tweets before.
What?
No big deal. Well, we're best friends.
She doesn't even know who I am.
No, she doesn't. You should tweet her.
I'm going to tweet her right now. Ava, I love you. I follow her on Instagram. Anyways, 13th is about the 13th Amendment and basically the loophole that the jackasses of the Constitution wrote into the amendment so that basically black people would falter in the criminal justice system. Mm-hmm. And it's really depressing when you realize how true it is, and like how in America you think like justice is served and it's like so important and like right to an attorney and all that bullshit. But really that doesn't mean a lot.
Right.
If you're poor and black.
That just reminded me that I just finished The Night Of, starring Riz Ahmed and John Turturro, which is also about the criminal justice system, which is also, it's a drama. It's not really based on anything, but it's like parallels the Khalif Browder story in that he's like Pakistani, like born to immigrants, but like he was charged with a crime he didn't commit. He got stuck in the system. He was innocent. He was let go, but now he's just like a pariah, I think, if I'm using the word correct, in not only his like own like small Pakistani community, but like
the world. Well, everybody assumes you're guilty.
Yeah, and the criminal justice system just like messed it up.
It's so upsetting.
But yeah, I mean, important. I'm not saying important. All of these things I feel are like, well, most of these things.
Well, I feel like if nobody, like, the Project Innocence has been doing a lot right now. Yes. And they, like, so they're an organization that helps try to get people who have always maintained their innocence freedom. If they're obviously innocent, like, it's not just random. But
yeah.
Anyways, you should check them out. But they have been getting a lot of people to, again, understand a system that we all just take for granted is fair.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
Another movie that Jenny and I saw recently was I Am Not Your Negro, which is about James Baldwin, the writer. That I just like didn't know that much about him.
Yeah. I wasn't really aware of like the way that he influenced Malcolm X and Martin Luther King and how big of an influence he was. Like, you know, and I think that whole movement is something that we see through a very specific lens of like basically Martin Luther King. And like things like Selma and, you know, like tiny like microcosms of the actual cause. And we take for granted how long it took and how much it meant to so many different people. And it really was eye opening of the era and how basically our parents' generation grew up, you know, like I think that's important to remember. It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
That the world was so vastly different.
Yeah.
Yeah. So see those.
See those. I also have The West Wing, just to like as a friendly reminder.
I was going to put that on there and then I was like, I know Tracy will have it, so I don't
know. I also like have learned a lot from The West Wing in terms of like how Washington and the White House and politics work.
Yeah. I think it's one of those shows that like really opened your eyes to the way that like the judiciary communicates with the executive branch and the executive like dictates the legislation. And
and it's important to know that those like that show in particular also had like people who worked in like past administrations like as writers.
It was important to them to be as accurate as they could be while still telling a good story.
And
it shows you like the more difficult decisions that are made by people, again, which I think is important to remember, even as we have such a terrible president that we all hate, hate, like that decisions are still hard.
Right.
Like with the Syrian crisis and what the right retaliation is and that type of thing. So I think if you ever are depressed about Trump, just go watch The West Wing.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah. I think that's good. We're at 10 minutes.
Okay, great. We can end there. Hold on. I need to fix this.
I need to stretch my stomach. What's happening, body?
Well, I can tell you that you're creating a human.
I think all my organs are being smooshed.
This is only beginning, man.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm just here to tell you the truth. I'm a doctor.
Feels like my insides are being pushed into my lungs.
They kind of are.
Yeah, I guess. It's an accurate representation.
I don't know what to tell you.
Accurate representation of what's happening in my body.
Okay. Nope. See, I shouldn't have messed with it before.
You had it. I got something wrong today at work, and it was like not a big deal. We were just talking through something, and I misspoke about something. And I was like getting shit for it. And I went to be like, you know what? I'm literally growing human.
Yeah, everybody
cut me some slack. Like, why is it bad to ask for slack when you're growing humans? I don't understand. I'm doing the world a favor. That's all I have to say about
that. Doing the world a favor.
Okay. I mean, ready? Someone's got to take care of us when we're old.
That's true.
Hello. Okay. Is this sound okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
When is this coming out? Like, towards the end of May? Okay. Do you want to intro it? Did I intro the last one? You can do this.
I don't know.
Okay, go.
All right. So now to pivot from something that's not, well, important, but a little depressing right now. We're going to talk about something that is probably, I think, one of the first things that Tracy and I bonded over, which is music.
Mm.
It was definitely something that still continues to, like, no one will get in my car and have the volume so loud and just, like, leave it where it is and continue to scream at me over the music like Tracy. Everybody else turns shit down, and I'm like, no, we're listening to this.
I can't not have something playing.
Right? Like, it's number one priority when I get in the car. And I feel like it's important for, like, you to have somebody who you can be like, listen to the song, bitch, and, like, will appreciate it and not be like, yeah, it's all right. And you're like, no. No, I need you to appreciate me.
Right.
Or Ed Sheeran or whatever it is. Anyways, so specifically since, you know, it's about to be the best season for music, which is the summertime, we want to talk.
Theoretically.
I mean, I can't speak to this year's lineup, but we want to talk about summer concerts.
Summer concerts. What?
Blowing in the wind.
Are you going to any summer concerts, Jenny?
I am going to, well, yes, I'm going to only one so far, which is, like, shocking. But I'm going to see The Grateful Dead.
Oh, yes, I knew this.
With John Mayer. I think summer concerts are, like, hold a special place in my heart for, mm-hmm. like, nostalgia and, like, the high of summer. Like, even when you're an adult and you don't get the summer off, like, there's something about a summer concert that really, like,
hits the spot.
Yeah. Really makes you feel, like, invincible.
Do you have any favorites from your time on Earth?
What? Do I? Yes. Well, for those of you who don't know, I have been to three of the four Lilith Fairs.
When you say it out loud like that, it's just what a treasure.
So I went to Lilith Fair in 98, 99, but it might have been 97, 99. I don't remember. I was a child.
You were high.
I was high. And then I also went to Lilith Fair 2010. Resurgence. And I just remember them very fondly. Like, I love a good, like, multi-person lineup. You know, like I saw Train and Sheryl Crow together once. Let me tell you something. That was a great fucking concert.
Yes.
Correct.
That reminds me that one of my favorite summer concerts was, speaking of John Mayer and Maroon 5.
Ooh. Yeah.
That was, like, during, I think I wrote the year, 2004. Mm-hmm. So it was, like, right when Maroon 5 was, like, songs about Jane-ing it.
Yes. What a great album. And that was a good time.
Like,
what was that for him? For Jane? It was, John?
It's the one, it's the cover where he's standing. No, it's the one after that. It's the one where he's standing on, like, the gray cover and it's just him.
Yes. With the guitar. I can picture it in my head. It's
Continuum?
I was going to say, is it Continuum?
I think so.
What a great year.
Ugh.
It's Train and Sheryl Crow was, I didn't write it down. I think it was 2002. It was the Jeep Tour. The Jeep Grand Cherokee Tour.
Sponsored by Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Sponsored by Jeep Grand Cherokee. I can't
remember. Yeah, you said it once. It's fine. I mean. Everybody understands.
I also appreciate a venue or a concert, a summer concert that has multiple stages. You know what I mean? Much like the Lilith Fair, but the Jeep Grand Cherokee Tour, that was really hard for me to say, had a second stage.
Oh, you're talking about like a small festival.
Yeah. Like it's not fucking Coachella. That's,
yeah.
I'll kill myself. It's like there's like a a second stage early.
Sure.
Like I saw so many people that I now love at those venues. like, you know, before they were big.
I don't think I've ever been to anything like that.
Oh, it was a dream.
It's usually just like an opening act.
There was a place in Detroit, and I think, I don't know what it's called now. I think it was the DTE, whatever. It's like,
oh yeah, like the DTE Energy Arena, yeah, or something. Mm-hmm. Why do I know that?
I don't know, but they would always have concerts like that where they would have like a side stage for like a couple hours before. And my parents and I would always go to these things. It's ridiculous. I don't know. Anyways, you know what else was a good concert? Summer concert? 2005. Was that when we came back from the castle?
No.
2006. 2006 was Goo Goo Dolls and Counting Crows.
Oh my God. That's like right in your...
It was my whole heart.
Your heart. Yeah. Yeah. Wheelhouse. My very first concert was in the summer. It was July 10th, 1999. Mm. A young Britney Jean Spears, wow, on her .. Baby One More Time tour. I literally, in Darien Lake, it's like a Six Flags.
Yeah.
I literally went because I thought one of her dancers was hot. He is V-gay.
Still hot,
and
though.
I have found him, and he...
We're friends.
Nobody's going to hear. He's not going to hear this, but like, he is like,
do you know his
friends.
Name? Is it Jason?
No, but he's friends with Jason because Jason was in Crazy video.
What is your life? What is our life that's a real thing?
Well, my friend Jason, his name is TJ. He's not, if you look at him, he just is very gay.
You didn't know when it was 1989. Yeah, yeah. Like, you were a tiny top.
But it was great.
What a dream.
Actually, most of the Britney, I mean, I've been to like three Britney Spears concerts, but the other one, it was one also in the summer.
Oh, so good.
But it was not, it was like an indoor venue. My other favorites.
Yes.
I think, which we can talk about in a sec, but that wasn't really the summer, but outdoor venues at the Hollywood Bowl.
Yes.
I saw
Always Summer in LA.
I saw Kelly Clarkson in The Fray.
That's a great team.
It was.
That's amazing. I love The Fray and 100. Kelly.
Florence and the Machine.
Oh yeah,
we went to that together. That was in October, but
hot. It was hot though.
Yeah, it was hot.
So I feel like it counts.
That was the day you moved out, or one of the days you moved out of your apartment.
I have really good timing.
Yeah,
I think we'd moved in, and then
yeah,
it was the first night. It was the first night in this house.
Yeah,
and then I was like,
we gotta go. Bye.
Going to a concert.
Yeah, but I do think that like a summer concert to be like
perfect.
It should be outside.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, I just remembered another one.
What?
Adele at the Greek. This was pre...
Was that right when I... Was that when I got married? No, that was Sam Smith. Different.
Yeah. Oh, that was also at the Greek.
I know. Because I missed it because I was being fucking married. Ugh, I mean, rude. Blessed. Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag you're pregnant.
Hashtag I'm pregnant. Yeah, you definitely need to be outdoor. You definitely need to, I prefer personally, it's hard to find in LA, but I like a venue with a lawn.
Mm-hmm. That's what Darien Lake was.
Yeah. I mean, maybe not anymore, but because I'm old and pregnant, but I just remember like countless, endless summers, which probably I've been to like two, but in my head it's like 100.
Yeah.
Like Dave Matthews Band concerts.
Sure.
On the like $12 tickets on the lawn. Like, I can't tell you how many times I've seen James Taylor on the lawn.
If there's lawn, those tickets are so cheap,
too. They're so cheap. And, like, preferably with a place you can bring your own food.
Yeah.
But, like, there's literally nothing better than an outdoor concert of jams, like, drinking some shitty beer or, like, white wine, eating some cheese in the lawn seats.
I need to go to the Bowl this summer.
Okay. You want to come to Grateful Dead John Mayer concert?
I really, truly don't. Well, that's like my nightmare. Not really. I can think of worse concerts. I don't think I can handle it. I don't think you can handle that. How is it going to be for Pomegranate?
I'm going to wear a mask.
Okay.
It's going to be fine. I'm just going to blow the air away from my face.
Sure.
I haven't looked at the lineup yet. We should look and see what's up.
They're doing Mamma Mia.
What? When?
Which
we're going.
Like sometime in August. Have seen Mamma Mia multiple times.
You'll be so pregnant.
You're gonna hate it. We shouldn't go. We can offline this.
We'll talk about this later.
We'll talk about it later.
Yes. I think I remember. Oh, you know what? Oh, well, that was too close. The other thing that I love about summer, which is like what summer concerts is like multi-Christian lineups.
Sure.
Like I love a good Need to Breathe Switchfoot concert.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen like Lifehouse and like some other jars of clay.
There's like some type of like Christian music festival that is like a whole bunch of acts.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember what it is. It's like
Praise
Kingdom
him.
Come or something.
We're so mean.
No, I think it was something like that. We need to figure
this out. We'll figure it out and put it in the list.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but I just like something about like you're like go with your church group and it's just so nostalgic.
I never went to any of those with my church group. I can tell you that we went to a group outing to see Rent with my church group. That's just how
so
forward we were.
Different than mine experience with my church group. Many fond memories of Switchfoot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My Switchfoot memories have to do with the Walk to Remember. Am I right, ladies?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. Anyways, I love a good summer concert.
And also, shout out to Ravinia, by the way. This has nothing to do with anything except for it's a great outdoor venue in Chicago.
Oh, I was like, is that a person?
No, it's a place. It's a place in Chicago where I normally, if I go home for the summer, we normally make a trip to go. But they have like the best concerts. Like it's like James Taylor, Bonnie Raitt, Indigo Girls. Like,
is this where I've seen you, like pictures of you like picnicking?
Yes.
With your family?
Yeah. Like you go right when the gates open.
Yeah.
And you picnic and you could bring anything you want in, including booze.
Great.
It's a dream.
That kind of reminds me of like the Esplanade on July 4th, except that's kind of like a nightmare in Boston.
No, it's like that, but not a nightmare.
Yeah. Anyways, if you guys have any fun summer concerts or suggestions.
Know. Or invite us.
Let us know. Invite us. Pay for us to go.
Sponsored by.
Sponsored by
Jeep Grand Cherokee tour.
Now we're back to just for the record. I looked it up. It's called Kingdom Bound.
Yes, Kingdom Bound is our Christian concert series
for
we'll
in Buffalo only. They're called different things throughout the United
Mine's
States.
Glory
in all caps. Anyways, okay. So speaking of summer concerts, mm-hmm. To this week's Hate It or Love It. Is dream/nightmare concert. So basically mm-hmm. we're gonna say a lineup and then you have to say if you hate it or love it as if it's a dream because oh my god that's like ideal or you cannot
I
pay me enough
go,
money
yeah, to go to this.
Okay, so I'm going first.
Yeah, go first.
Okay, ready?
I'm ready.
And away we go. David Diggs, Leslie Odom Jr. and Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh. Love it.
Okay,
love it.
Sam Hunt and Kanye West.
Oh, I hate Kanye so much right now. Hate it.
Okay. Mark Broussard, Justin Bieber, Chris Brown.
Oh, why did you do this to me? Because
that's the nightmare dream.
Hate it.
Usher, Metallica, and Metallica featuring Yo-Yo Ma. What did I say featuring?
If it's Metallica featuring Yo-Yo Ma or just Yo-Yo Ma on his
featuring,
own.
Featuring Yo-Yo Ma on his own.
I love it.
Okay.
Oh, God. I love it.
All right.
Is that all of it?
No.
Oh.
Last one. Hanson and James Taylor.
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
Love
Jenny
it.
Needs to be by herself.
Folk, I think we have like most of the same people.
Oh, man. I was trying to pick different ones.
They're just in different configurations.
Okay.
This is really funny. Are you ready?
Yeah.
That was really enjoyable.
Okay.
You're really happy.
That was a good
like
time.
How close mine are to yours.
Oh, no. Okay. We just to clarify, we do this separately and then don't consult each other. Yeah. So
sometimes
this is the
we
first
separate
time
them
we're
out if
it.
We think we're gonna like overlap.
Yeah.
But we didn't on this one.
We did not on
and
this
I'm
one.
And I'm glad we didn't because it's hilarious.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Kid Rock and Beyonce.
I hate Kid Rock.
Correct.
I'm gonna say hate it because I can always see Beyonce again.
True.
By herself.
Yeah, she does not need
Kid
Rock.
She does not need him.
Sam Hunt and Michelle Branch.
Oh, 100%. Yes, love it.
Hanson and Weird Al.
Oh my god, you put Weird Al? That is, why were we both thinking Weird Al?
That's why it's so funny.
Yes, I'll go. Love it.
Metallica and Sarah McLachlan.
No.
Yes.
What? No, absolutely not. Hate it. What?
And Justin Timberlake and James Taylor.
Oh, yeah, sure. Love it.
Right? The OG and
JTs.
JTs.
Oh, my gosh. Why
How
did
funny
we both
is that?
Pick
like,
Weird
we both
Al?
We picked Weird Al, Metallica, and Sam Hunt and James Taylor.
That's so
four.
Weird.
You know why I picked Weird Al is because do you know that in real life, Hanson and Weird Al are very friends, like friends. IRL.
That's
Weird.
How did they meet?
I don't really understand, but they're like pals. Like, if you go on their Instagram, they hang out regularly.
Oh my God, what?
Weird Al is in their music videos. Like, it's weird.
Al.
It's Weird Al.
Weird Al.
Weird Al.
It's Weird Al. I used to lie all the time about what my first CD was.
Was it Weird Al?
It was Weird Al, like the Amish Paradise album. That's not what it's called.
Yeah, I know what you mean, though.
But for the longest time, I was like, that's not cool.
It spoke to me at the time
because I got the single, but I liked the single, but it was, I told people it was Alanis Morissette.
That's better. Albeit still embarrassing, but better. Mine was
Alanis is not as embarrassing as Jackie Little Pill.
No, not now. Yeah. But it was that, like, I feel like it was like, you're a lesbian. But,
what? No, that was the coolest.
I went to a weird school. I mean, I obviously had it and still listen to it now.
Yeah.
My first CD was the Armageddon soundtrack. That's true.
That barely qualifies as a CD.
Excuse me. I love a soundtrack CD.
I'm not saying that it's not good. I'm saying it's a compilation.
Well, yes, but it was my first CD. I don't know what my first real CD was. Probably something embarrassing like Bare Naked Ladies.
Anyways. And that's been...
Hate it or love it. So I thought long and hard about my jam. I think I have to go back and like put all my jams together so I can like not repeat.
You can go to thatsourjampodcast.com.
I could and re-listen to the endings of all the episodes.
No, you can go to the part where it says...
Folks, we have a blog. We have a blog, in case you were wondering, that goes along with the podcasts. So my jam this week is Overdrive. Do you know what this is?
As it, an app?
Yes, it's an app.
Go on.
So Overdrive is an app that works with your smartphone and computer and probably other shit like your Kindle and stuff. It's through the library and you can
is why I barely know what it is.
And you can use it to download. I don't know everything. I personally use it for audiobooks, but I'm pretty sure you can use Overdrive to also download like Kindle books and stuff.
Yeah.
Like your, what are those called? Ebooks. But I just use it for audiobooks because I am in the car at least an hour and a half every day. And in the morning I walk Luna for a half an hour. So that's 2 hours of my day that I am doing something where I can't really be reading a book, but I can be listening. So I listen to books on tape and they're expensive if you buy them. And I used to get them on CD and then burn them to my computer and then put them
CDs.
On my phone. I know. But now I just download them on Overdrive and they usually have what I'm looking for from the library and you can borrow like something ridiculous, like 25 at a time. And I listen to them on 1.25 speed. It doesn't. It depends on the thing. Like when I listen to the book Americana and her accent is very thick and a lot of the names are, you know, ones that are not, I'm not familiar with. And so I listened to it on regular speed because it was just, it was confusing.
Yeah. Just to clarify, my rude comment was to Jenny, not to the names.
Yeah. And so that was, but like when I listened to like pretty much anything else, you can hardly notice that it's faster.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so my jam is Overdrive. Everyone should download it and save their money for ebooks and audiobooks and just get them free from the library because you pay for the library anyways. #taxes.
Great.
Mic drop.
Mine is kind of similar in that.
Oh, great.
Not really. It has is to it do a with book? Technology. Just... No, it's Pod Save America, which we kind of talked about. Okay. Pod Save America, if you don't know, just to go back to this, is hosted by four guys who are all former advisors in the Obama administration. Some of them had been working with him since like he was in the Senate. Jon Favreau, who was one of his speechwriters, is kind of like the main moderator. And then John Lovett, who is also another speechwriter, is another co-host. Tommy Vitor was the spokesperson for the U.S. National Security Council, and Dan Pfeiffer, who was a senior advisor to Obama for strategy and communication. So they do two episodes a week. Tommy and John do the Monday episode, and then John Favreau and Dan do the Thursday episode. And it's basically like what the hell happened this week or in the days since we last left you. They kind of like download everybody on what's happened and explain it. And then they usually have some kind of guest. It's usually like either somebody who has worked at the White House before, like when the whole Trump care happened, they had like Obama's health czar come in and like explain all, because, you know, I don't know if you guys knew about this, healthcare is complicated.
The complicated.
So she kind of just like told everybody what was happening and how it would affect people. So they have a lot of great guests. And the reason why I got into it in the first place was because right before he left office, President Obama was interviewed by them, and he was that was his very last interview as sitting president. So I listened to it. It's great. If you want a starting point, listen to that. They also had a podcast last year called Keeping It 1600, as in like 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And then, you know, Hillary lost, so they changed it to Pod Save America. And like we mentioned earlier, they have all these other different podcasts, and I highly suggest, and they're funny. It's not just like political. It is political, but like you're not just listening to
it. No, but
like,
they're also hilarious. Yeah. Like, it's not dry.
Yeah.
It's not boring.
Jon Favreau, not to be confused with Iron Man director Jon Favreau. Mm-hmm. Fun fact about Jon Favreau.
Which one?
The host, the co-host. He dated Rashida Jones briefly, and that's how I first learned about him.
What? Yeah.
Also, John Lovett, left the White House and decided to be like a screenwriter / TV writer, and he co-created a show called 1600 Penn. Do you remember this?
I do.
It was very short-lived. Bill Pullman,
he had his chance to be the president again.
Yeah, Josh Gad was in it. It was great. I thought it was super funny.
What a gem.
Yeah. Anyways, Pod Save America. Listen to that. Download Overdrive.
Download Overdrive. You probably could use Overdrive to download other political things too.
Like the books. Do we mention books?
No.
Don't download them.
But we books.
Okay. Okay. Great. All right. So that's another episode. Down the hole.
I was going to say down the drain. So
down the drain.
Down the
another
tubes.
Episode down the tubes. That's how podcasts work, right? Yeah.
These are tubes.
Yep. Thanks, Jenny.
Thanks, Tracy.
Where can people find you?
They can find me on at garlicmysoul. I'm on .com. I'm on, I don't know why I said it like that. I am on all the social media. Instagram is probably the best place. Where can people find you, Tracy?
I'm at cookiesandsangria.com, and also you can find me on Cookies Sangria on Instagram, Cookies Sangria on Twitter. That's probably where we do most of our chit-chatting.
Well, a lot of chit-chat. Chit-chats.
You can also check us collectively, Jenny and I, on That's Our Jam Podcast.com.
No, you're never supposed to say it.
Well, let's let Christopher say it.
That's Our Jam Podcast.com. Okay, cool.
Okay.
Sorry.
Sorry.
We haven't done this before. And on Twitter, That's Our Jam.
I was going to say Instagram, but we don't have one of those. Yeah. And we would like to thank a couple people, as always. Megan Roy. Her website is megan-roy.com. She's our illustrator, and she also does beautiful art that you can find on her website and Etsy and other places on the internet. We also want to thank Steve, who did our music. And doesn't have the internet. Continues to not.
I have the internet.
Steve, do you even listen to these? Because we just constantly talk about you don't have the internet. Steve does have the internet. He just chooses not to use it the way that we do.
Anyways, thanks to everybody. If you like us, review us on iTunes if you want.
It helps, please.
It does it help?
I think so.
Okay.
Isn't that how
it'll help us get to
find you?
Well, it can also help us get to Crooked Media.
Oh, yeah. Crooked Media. Great. See, they'll see us. We'll be in the top podcast of the week.
Yeah.
And then they'll
just snap us right up. All right, guys. Great. Thank you for listening. Until next time.
Bye.
Bye.